In the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that you may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near the dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, give my words the power to speak to the hearts of all who hear them. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Is it just me, or did today's gospel feel a little bit clunky? It doesn't seem to flow, and it's almost as if there are bits of several conversations here. As I pondered the text, the more my mind wandered to the epistle reading we had from Hebrews, maybe because of that word faith. That then started the questions that I always get. What is faith? How do we measure it? What determines faith? Does everyone have faith? The answer to these, I believe, can only partly be found in the dictionary definitions of faith, which is: faith is defined as belief with strong conviction, a firm belief in something for which there is no tangible proof, complete trust, confidence, reliance, or devotion. Faith is the opposite of doubt. It is firm belief in something for which there may be no tangible proof. But I prefer the first line we had from the readings from Hebrews, which is, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. Now this is a total contradiction to most of the population today. How many times do we hear, "Seeing is believing," or "no proof, nothing more to say"? Looking at the Hebrews reading, we can see a list of "by faith" comments. Firstly, that the Jewish ancestors had been accepted because of their faith. We see that by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God. Note the plural, worlds, with the S on the end. God spoke the worlds into being. Then moving to Abraham, who by faith answered God's call on him, and so many fronts we read, By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land that had been promised as a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were theirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that had foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old. And Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Abraham and Sarah were faithful to God, and likewise he was faithful to them. For us, faith is a conviction based on past experiences that God's new and fresh surprises will be ours. Cast your mind back to being a child and having a birthday approaching. You're probably excited and also anxious. Excited because you would get a present or a special treat. Anxious because there may be more surprises. This is faith, the combining of the assurance and the anticipation. From the passage, the first thing we note is that faith requires action. It's not passive, it requires action. Abraham obeyed God's call to action. He left the safety and comfort of Ur and set off as told, not knowing to where. Action, but having faith in God. All he knew is God had promised him the inheritance, so in faith he went. The word of God calls not only for faith, but also for action that springs from that faith in the word of God. True faith always leads to decisive action. But what's the biggest block to this action? Fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of unworthiness. Fear of failure. Fear of losing all we've accumulated, the material things of the world. We tend to want to amass permanent possessions in the here and now. But these things can only encumber us as we are our walk of faith. They could inhibit our action. I knew once I said yes to God's call, I would be going to places I did not know, doing new things that would be strange to me. I also knew I'd have to travel light, which meant getting rid of a lot of baggage, both physical and mentally, to enable me to do this. The next attribute to living in faith is to have a willingness to wait. As believers, we must be willing to walk by faith, but also wait in faith. Again, in the passage, we see Abraham waiting. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land that he'd been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents. Abraham's faith went beyond what he experienced in his life. His goal was a permanent, eternal home built by God. Abraham waited patiently for the promise. He never saw God's promise fulfilled. He waited and waited and waited. Often the hardest times for us as believers are the in-between times, the times of waiting. It could be that during these times that God seems to be taking a holiday. Do you ever feel like God's put your life on hold? That is what Abraham and Sarah must have felt like. For 25 years they waited for the fulfillment of his promise. Waiting is one of life's greatest disciplines. As we wait, we do well to remember an important principle. Waiting time is never wasted time. You may ask, what is God doing while you wait? Regardless of how it appears, God is always working behind the scenes, preparing the way. God is using life to position us and to prepare us to accomplish his vision for our lives. You may have to wait, but remember, God's timing is always right. True faith is awaiting for the fulfillment of God's promises in God's time. We never lose when we trust God. What then are the answers to the questions I posed at the beginning? What is faith? Faith is looking forward, orientated towards the future. Faith anticipates something to be revealed, even if we don't know exactly what it is. In other words, faith is hope. How do we measure it? Our confidence, trust, and hope in tomorrow girds us for today and grants us a glimpse of where we're heading, even as the hell seems to be breaking around all around us. The troubles between Israel and Palestine, Ukraine and Russia, the continuation of mass migration as people try to escape war and poverty. Closer to home, the increase in both knife and drug crime, with offenders becoming younger. We look to our responding to God's call on our lives. We ask if we are making a difference in some little way. What determines faith? Faith believes that God will keep his promise. In other words, faith is trust. Our hope and trust in God is that which we cannot see, is active, mutual, and participatory. Faith is not blind obedience or passive submission to God. It requires activity. And does everyone have faith? I don't know. But I could ask a secondary question. Why do so many people of faith appear not to live it? An important reason is that most people would rather do anything than take a risk, the fear factor. Taking a risk means being vulnerable. And that may affect our finances, our friends, our future, our feelings, our occupation, where we live, and a host of other considerations. The human tendency is to want to be safe and secure, to hedge our bets, to insure ourselves against loss. Basically, we fail at faith because we fear to risk. And so now, do we leave behind what we know, what we can see, what drags us down and deadens our spirits? Do we set out on a journey, moving forward towards a destination that will be everything that God has promised, even if we don't know where it will be or what it will look like? But we know that it will be home. So today, let's take a risk together, grow in faith together. Amen.